everyone. Thank you for joining me for my second episode titled Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk. I just want to also take a moment to thank everyone who listened to my introductory podcast. I didn't think it would get as many listens, favorites, applause as it did, but I'm super excited that you all took a listen and liked what you heard based off of comments and text messages shared with me. So I'm going to really try and keep this up, not only for you guys, but again, because I think it's needed and it's really a great feeling just getting these thoughts off my chest. So today's episode, Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk. I literally spilled milk this morning, which you all will hear about in a couple of minutes. But it started me thinking, you know, we put so much pressure on ourselves to do pretty much anything, whether it's related to work, relationships, children, friends, just getting dressed, grocery shopping, literally, you can name it. And I think this is just the state that we live in as humans, or maybe it's America or New Jersey. I don't really know. But we're just always in a rush. And if something goes wrong or deviates from this rushed plan, we tend to get upset or we let it dictate our day. And so the reason I'm recording this episode right now, after I literally just sat at Isaiah's school parking lot cleaning up spilled milk, is because I needed this message for myself, because I was in a little bit of a frenzy and a little bit of a rush this morning. And you know, I just needed to take a moment to breathe, you know, like even if I get to work late, it'll be okay. If, you know, I need to stop and get my kids something else to eat for breakfast because the milk that I spilled was for their cereal for breakfast, it's okay. So I'll start with talking about my yesterday evening, which kind of trickled into why I was in a frenzy today. So if you all are in New Jersey, and I know it happened at different times, but there was a period of time where it was some heavy rain and thunderstorming, and I know that excites some people. I know a lot of people who love when it rains. They can sleep well. It's calming to listen to, which I do agree for the most part, but I only agreed with that up until I had children. So let me kind of explain what it means when it's thunderstorming and you have three kids. So I live about 35 minutes from my job, but on my way home, coming from my job, Caden and Carter school is about 15 minutes from me. And then once we get once I pick them up, Isaiah school is about another 15 minutes, and then we're home. So as I'm driving to Caden and Carter school, mind you, it was raining all day, so I thought that it had stopped or that it wouldn't pick back up until late in the evening, maybe like 8-9 o'clock. So I'm driving around 4:30 and it's going from like sunny out to really, really dark clouds. And I'm on the phone with my husband, Kyrie, and I'm like, please just don't let it rain. Like, let me at least get the kids in the car. You know, that's my first chant, like, kids in the car, kids in the car. So I'm driving to their school. As soon as I pull up in the parking lot, rain drops, like drop, drop, drop. I'm like, okay, like, should I even bring in an umbrella? Because now I'm gonna be carrying two book bags, maybe even carrying Carter, holding Caden's hand, and an umbrella, like, that just doesn't work. I wasn't prepared. I don't even have a hood on, so my hair doesn't get wet, you know, the hair that I just got done like a week ago, and it needs to last for another 2 weeks. So now I don't know what to do. So I decide to just risk it all. I'm like, I'm not taking in anything. I'm just going to run in. Hopefully they're not, you know, playing in too much stuff that I need to help them clean up a lot. That'll take a lot of time. But, you know, whatever. I took this risk. So It worked out a little bit. When we were walking back out, it was misting just a tad bit, but my car was one of the first cars parked in the parking lot, so we made it back in. So I'm like, oof, okay. The rain held off, took kids in the car. And then I'm like, wait, I need to get the last kid. I gotta get Isaiah. So please, please, please don't let it start raining. Let me get him in the car, because then I have to take the other two out to get him in the car, and that would just be a horrible mess if it was raining when I had to do this, something that could take like 2 minutes for me to run and get him in and out. But when I have to take the other two in, and if it's possibly raining, that's just a mess. So of course I'm literally turning onto the street of his school, and it starts pouring down. I don't mean misting, I don't mean a few drops, but literally pouring down. So I'm like, okay, you know what, I call the school. I'm like, can you have Isaiah get his stuff ready, because I can't take the other two out, and I just want to run in and grab him with and meet him at the door. Okay, not a problem. But of course I get there and he's not ready. So it still only took us about 2 minutes. I like just ran in and grabbed his stuff for him, and we were able to get back to the car. But it was pouring down rain, and I grabbed the umbrella. He was trying to stand under it, knocked it over. Long story short, I got wet, but you know, we made it back to the car. So now we have this 5 minute drive home, and I'm like, rain, please, you know, lighten up, because now I have to get all three of them out the car, all three of their book bags, check the mail, my bags, into the house in this pouring rain, again, with or without an umbrella, because that's just another item in my hand that's holding me up. But also, I don't have a jacket or a hood or a sweater to stop my hair from getting wet, because still, in all this chaos that could possibly happen, I'm still thinking about my hair. So I don't really know what to do. So I pull up to the house, and the rain did lighten up a little bit, but it's still coming down. So I'm like, okay, how can I make this as easy as possible to get us all three, I mean four, in the house without getting wet or minimal wetness? So today at my kid's school, Caden and Carter school, it's fire prevention week, I believe. So they were given some fire hats, and Carter accidentally got two. So now we have three in the car for three kids. So I'm like, put these fire hats on. At least your heads won't get wet. You have your sweaters on. I'm grabbing the book bags, I'll carry them, and you know, we can just all get out the car and just run. Of course, that plan, as easy as it sounds, cannot happen, because I turn around and Carter has his shoes and his socks on off. So now I'm like, do I carry him, or do I stand in the rain trying to put his stuff back on just to still carry him, you know, in the house? I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to carry him. Forget trying to put his socks and sneakers back on. So I tell Caden and Carter to get ready with their fire hats on and their sweaters. I put my umbrella up, and I'm like, one, two, three, go. So we're like all running, jumping out the car. We make it in the house. Cool. So because they were all just in the water, and that was so fun and so cool and got their adrenaline running, we get in the house and they deviate from the plan. So my kids know, as soon as we get in the house, when we're coming from school, take off your sneakers, put your jackets on the wall hook, and also put your book bag there. Take out your lunchbox and your folders so that I can, you know, check it. And then we'll start our evening routine. They're like running back and forth. All of a sudden they want to go and grab umbrellas. They want to open the umbrellas even though we're inside. And I'm like, okay, look, I need y'all to calm down. I'm like, today is also a night that I didn't intend on cooking, and I also don't have leftovers. So now I'm in a heightened state. And I'm like, you know, I have to calm them back down. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna give them for dinner. I'm now anticipating it thunderstorming right now, and that they're not going to go to sleep because they're going to be scared. I don't even like thunder. I won't say, you know, I'm scared because I'm a mom now. But anyway, I'm just not looking forward to this evening. But I'm like, you know what? I have some pasta in the cabinet. And, you know, shout out to Ronzoni with their 3-minute pasta. I think this is the best thing for food for moms and families, because, you know, pasta normally takes like 10, 11, 12 minutes to cook, but this pasta literally cooks in 3.5 minutes. So I'm like, you know, I'm about to just make them some pasta. I'm like, I think we have some chicken nuggets in there. Like, look, it's going to be this little makeshift meal. Like, you know, I'll cook a home-cooked meal another day. So I get the pasta going, and it takes 3 minutes, and they're eating. I'm like, okay, the night has calmed down a little bit. You know, things are going well. I get them all, you know, washed up into their pajamas, and it's thunderstorming. So, of course, whenever it thunderstorms, I pretty much just, you know, turn off all the lights. We turn the TV on, though, and we'll watch, like, a movie or a show. So, of course, we're watching PJ Masks. So, now it's time for bed. I send them into their rooms. Of course, Carter doesn't count in this because he doesn't go with the plan. He is running back and forth from his bedroom to the living room, throwing a pillowcase, playing catch with himself. Caden's laying in his bed, tossing and turning, talking about don't forget Carter's milk. And Isaiah is now back in the living room asking me if he can get struck by lightning and how he needs to sleep in a different room. And so I'm like, why do you think you can get struck by lightning in your room but not in any other room that has the same windows? And he just stood there, you know, looking at me, looking at him, looking at me, and then he just walked away and went and laid back down. So I'm like, okay, 2 out of 3 are laying down. Let me change Carter, get him some milk, put him in the bed. The reason why I took so long with getting Carter in the bed is because I'm trying to waste time, because if I put him in the bed with Isaiah and Caden at the same time, which is normally between 7 and 7:30, he will get up and he will dump his milk out and his whole bed will be wet. He will be on a top bunk bed jumping. He will be in the playroom, you know, playing with toys. And I just, you know, I didn't want to go through this tonight. So I just let him stay up for a little while. But now I'm ready to put him to bed. So I finish him up, I give him his milk, I tell him, you know, go get up, or you're going to be in trouble. Stay in the bed. Of course, I give him his milk, I turn the lights off, I go in my room. 2 seconds later, Caden's calling me saying that Carter is up and on his bed. So we talked to this literally. They're tired because they were up later than they normally were. So now I'm rushing, right? So I go and get their clothes out. My kids know that when they wake up in the morning, their morning routine is to go in the bathroom, wash their face, brush their teeth, use the bathroom, grab some lotion so they can come start to get dressed. So Isaiah walks in the bathroom and he walks right back out. And I'm like, what's up? Did you do what you're supposed to do in the bathroom? And he just looks at me. He said, yes. I said, well, when? He said, well, when I was up already and I went in there. And I'm like, well, I heard you up in the middle of the night at like 3 o'clock, but I know that's not what you're talking about. Like, you couldn't have brushed your teeth and used the bathroom at 3 a.m. and think that was going to be your, you know, you're brushing your teeth for the start of your day and using the bathroom. So please go back in there and and do those things you're supposed to do. He's just standing there looking at me. So I'm like, how long are you going to stand there? And then he goes and he does it, right? So I'm getting a little bit agitated because I'm like, I don't understand why we're deviating from the plan. Every single day, 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday, and then Sunday through Monday, it's the same routine. It doesn't matter if it's a weekend. It doesn't matter if you don't have school. When you get up, you're supposed to go in the bathroom, brush your teeth, wash your face, use the bathroom, get some lotion so you can get dressed. So that had me a little bit on edge. Carter's still asleep. I try and leave my house at 7:15. It's 7:13 and Carter's still asleep. I'm not dressed. Caden's putting his shoes on wrong. I'm like, you know what? We have to go. So I'm still panicking. I go in the room. I get Carter dressed in his half sleep. He's fighting me, whining, crying. I'm waking up my husband who just got into bed a couple hours ago. So now I'm feeling bad, but I also just need to get Carter dressed. Like, we need to just get out the house. So whatever. We get out the house and we're in the car and we get to Isaiah's school. And this is where the spilled milk comes in. So I walk Isaiah into before care. I come back out. I go to put my phone in the charger. I reach down and my hand goes into a huge puddle of milk. So now I'm freaking out. Not because a couple things are going on. Two chargers and my aux cord are sitting in milk right now. Two, milk is just sitting in my car. Right now, I don't really have anything to clean it up. I'm looking at my cardigan that I brought to wear to work. I'm like, do I soak it up with this cardigan? And then what? Like, if it sits in my car all day until I get home to put in the washing machine, it's going to smell like spoiled milk. But what am I going to do with the cardigan if I bring it into my job? You know, I'm not about to just throw this cardigan away. It's a good cardigan. You know what? No. So, and then the third thing is, that's the milk for my kids' cereal. You know, they need to eat breakfast, and the school doesn't have milk that they can just use. So I'm sitting there looking at the milk, and I'm like, you know what? You know, let it go, Tamaya, because, like, the milk is spilled. Like, there's nothing that you could do right now that's going to unspill this milk, right? So I reach into the back seat. I always carry wipes, you know, extra change of clothes, pull-ups and stuff in my car. And I actually did find some napkins. So I'm literally soaking this milk up and I get it all cleaned up. And that's when I'm just like, look, you can't make this stuff up. Like, it's already 7:45. I'm normally at the Caden and Carter school at 7:45, dropping them off, you know, to be to work by 8:15, you know, somewhere in between there. But I'm only at Isaiah's school, so I'm still 15 minutes away from their school, which is then 15 minutes away from work. So I'm like, you know what, give it up. Like, it doesn't matter. Stop stressing about this. The milk is spilled. You know, get your kids something else to eat, or, you know, they can eat dry cereal. I don't know, but, you know, just calm down. So I take a deep breath. I start cleaning up the milk and everything. It's fine. And so I say all of this to say that it's 8:45 right now and I'm just pulling up to work. I am late. But again, you know, if you can, just remove yourself from the situation, collect yourself, and keep going. Don't let this dictate your day. At this point, you know, my day is just going to be what it is. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a super crazy day at work, especially because it's Friday and we're preparing for an event on Monday, but I'm here, you know. I could have not been here. Other things could have gone way worse, but it didn't. So praise God for that. But yes, you know, don't cry over spilt milk. Don't cry over the things that you can't change. You know, don't let it engulf you. So until next time, it was good getting this out. And I hope this quick little message and story either humored you, or encouraged you, or both. But yeah, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. Thanks for listening.